We are fortunate to sit down today with Adrian Brown, a candidate for Multnomah County Circuit Court Judge, District 4, Position 12. Adrian has been an assistant U.S. attorney in Oregon for the past 12 years and served as the department's civil rights coordinator. She has worked with cases involving the state's mental health system, Portland police practices, and accessibility. Before that, she worked for 7 years as an attorney in the U.S. Air Force, where she served as a counsel for Air Force personnel. Adrian, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
First, tell us a little about the responsibilities and obligations of a circuit court judge.
Sure. So it's a great question because many people don't know what a judge does, and unless they've appeared in front of one or had to serve as counsel, and yet we're asking the public to make a decision in this race. So I think it's extremely important for people to understand that a circuit court judge, especially here in Multnomah County, which is the busiest circuit court docket in our state, is to serve as a generalist and be ready and prepared to take on cases as assigned by the presiding judge. And those cases are largely going to be cases involving criminal allegations and charges, as well as surrounding issues before a case goes to trial or after a case goes to trial on the criminal side. The cases also involve civil litigation, a variety of complex issues that may come before the courts that haven't been able to be resolved by the parties. And court is often a place of last resort. And that's true in civil and criminal cases. And in civil cases, you may hear everything from an employment discrimination case to a contract claim. They're the things that we're experiencing in everyday lives. And the court's the one that gets to hopefully help the parties move along and find justice in a very fair and impartial way.
And you currently work in the Civil Rights Division at the U.S. Attorney's Office. Can you tell us a little about some of the cases you've worked with there?
Yes, thank you. Yes, I not only work as the Civil Rights Coordinator, I actually created that position. I created that position in about 2009 when I saw through the work of my own on actually a fair housing case. That the department does this work and it wasn't embedded in our office as part of its structure. And I realized that one of the things that's so important is making sure that the community has a place here locally. I know Oregonians and Portlanders value that, I think proudly, a lot more than anywhere. And yet there wasn't a place here for that structure. So I built that office, I built that structure. And what that office entails is coordinating the cases that come into our office on civil rights issues of any kind. In the Civil Rights Division in Washington, D.C., there are 10 sections, and those sections each specialize in different areas of civil rights, such as the ADA or fair housing or policing. As a civil rights coordinator, I get the opportunity to work on all of those cases. And one of the most humbling cases of my career was indeed working on the Portland policing practices case that we brought in 2012. And that case stemmed from a lot of community concern across the board, from individuals, from advocacy organizations, even elected leaders, about the practices of our police, both in regard to how the police were handling excessive use of force, as well as just the policing and community trust divide. And I worked on that case for about 7 years, and I am proud of that work because it was humbling and the amount of individuals that came forward to talk to us. So one of the first things we did was get out in the community and talk to individuals one-on-one. We interviewed well over 100 members, had listening sessions as well, and brought in feedback in all sorts of forms from the community. And then we also looked at the other parts of the system as well. So the other players that are involved, such as the specialty courts that the judges here in Multnomah County work on, such as mental health specialty courts and drug treatment courts, and talk to attorneys on both sides, both prosecutors and defense attorneys. And we also talk to the faith-based community as well. And we learned a lot about the trust divide. leaders like Dr. Bessel and Dr. Haynes, who are head of the Albino Ministerial Alliance, really brought to light the decades of mistrust that was occurring and had never been resolved. And so through that work, we brought forward not just a constitutional finding on the problems and the issues involving police response and use of force, but also the community trust divide. And after 7 years on that case, I'm no longer working on that case because I decided to run to try to become a judge in our community, because I believe that's where the real difference can be made, is in the local community. And I am proud that I have the endorsement of everyone that I worked with in that case, on all sides of that case, because it really, I think, speaks to my interest, not only in the community's work, but my temperament as well in listening to all sides.
That's a great point. I know judicial ethics prevent you from stating positions on certain issues, but as you yourself said, as an attorney, you made it clear you seek to hold the Portland Police Bureau accountable for its actions. How would your role in combating police brutality change if you were to become judge?
Sure. That's excellent question. I know it is top on your mind for your listeners and for really all of Portland and now even throughout the country. You know, the groundswell that occurred after the murder of George Floyd and countless names of others. I started doing this work long before that groundswell occurred, and I know there are many leaders in our community, such as Commissioner Hardesty and Dr. Haynes and Senator Avell Gordley and many, Kathleen Sadat, many others who are supporting me, who have been championing that work for decades. And while we are certainly grateful that there's now some traction because of the groundswell, the work really has been going on for a long time. And I think as a judge, the important thing that the unique experience that I can bring, which is the exact experience needed at this moment in time on the bench, is that ability to look at the system holistically. So while a judge must understand her role is not to be an advocate for either side, but it's at the same time, it's to make sure that justice happens in a fair and impartial manner. And what I mean by that is ensuring that you're able to see both sides and you're able to understand and know what has brought both sides to that moment. And the work that I've done is not just been in the community, but it's actually tackling these legal and policy issues. So part of my work in the policing case was working with policing experts to help draft new policies with the Portland Police. Now, my job as a judge is not going to be to draft policies, but I have a really technical expertise and understanding of policing practices as a result of my work on that case. And yet at the same time, I also understand the work of law enforcement. I have served as a prosecutor, prosecuting cases largely involving victims, person-on-person crimes, sexual abuse of children, domestic violence, rape, drug trafficking. And I also understand the work of law enforcement as well. I think one of the things that maybe the only thing, you know, that Ethan Knight and Mike Schmidt could agree on is that I should be judge. They're both endorsers of mine. And so I look forward to being able to bring that perspective of not just understanding both sides, but I've worked on both sides. I've worked as a defense counsel as well and represented individuals who have been have had concerns definitely regarding techniques that were used by law enforcement in their investigations. So I think it's so important to, as a judge, to continue to be human and to see that humanity and that complexity on both sides. And it's not just through the social justice lens, it's also through your experience of practicing in court.
Adrian, before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I would just like to share, I'm very grateful for this opportunity. As someone who has worked in public service for the entirety of her career, many times career public servants don't have an opportunity to shine the good work they do, because it's not about promoting yourself as a law firm or as a private individual or as a business, this is an opportunity to promote the good work that we do have in public service. And so I'm so honored to have been the top vote getter in the primary and to have this opportunity to help voters know a little bit more about who does make up your government, and that you do have people who want to do the right thing for the right reasons and act with courage, even in the face of very challenging times. So thank you to your supporters for being interested, and thank you for voting.
Adrian, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure for me as well.